Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you are a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they won't ever roll down, no matter what you do on the dance floor. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/ratchet. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/ratchet. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Move with confidence thanks to Honeylove. You are in for a treat because support from today's episode comes from Jeannie Kane. I finally found a uniform I'm completely obsessed with. Jeannie Kane is a California brand through and through, and their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. Find your new uniform at JeannieKane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code RATCHET at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. JeannieKane.com. Promo code RATCHET. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and those who don't identify as either, you are listening to Ratchet and Respectable. Yeah. We're going to have to do the podcast out of order today, which is a shame because I got crazy stories about my life this week. But we have more pressing news. I'm recording this podcast. This is very important to mention at 10:54 on Monday night. I specifically must mention the time up front because it's a breaking news story. And I just know from doing this for a while that the news as I record is going to be different than the news by the time I finish editing. So if I need to add extra details on this story at the end of this podcast, then I can just go on and do it. Also, we're going to stick to just the facts. People are running wild with speculation right now. I would love to report on the most salacious and scandalous stories that are coming out right now, but a lot of them can't be verified. Anything that I report on today on this podcast, it is the most up-to-date information I have at the time of recording, and also it is all from credible news sources. More often than not, I cite my sources. I would say 90% of the time I tell you where I'm reading stuff from. I will be extra careful and extra detailed about this today because baby, Diddy's houses in Miami and LA got raided today by the feds. Homeland Security, which I was like, I thought they were for terrorism. But apparently they're also for sex trafficking and who knows what else. We don't have an indictment, dare I say, just yet. The lawyers, like the legit lawyers, all over social media have been doing analysis of what's going on with Diddy. The common understanding of what's next is an indictment is coming any second now. So we're on indictment watch until further notice. So far, all we know for certain right now, I'm pulling this up on Rolling Stone. Officials raided two of Sean Combs' homes on Monday as part of a federal sex trafficking investigation. It says helicopters and agents were seen swarming Combs' Los Angeles mansion on Monday afternoon. TMZ has much footage of this if you haven't seen it. Still reading from Rolling Stone, it says footage on the scene appeared to show some men, later identified as Combs' sons, Justin and King. I keep seeing articles referring to King Combs. That's Christian, right? Why are we calling him King? Did he like officially change his name? I know his social media handles are King Combs. Is that where they're pulling King from? I'm genuinely asking if he legally changed his name to King. I just thought it was weird. Because I was like, King? Christian? Christian. They were detained outside the house. I had to reach out to a couple friends that have worked on federal task forces. I was like, what does the handcuffing mean? Are they under arrest? I know the house is being raided for suspicion of sex trafficking. I just assumed that they were going after Diddy. Does this mean the sons are involved? It was explained to me that when there's a raid on a house, often all the adults are removed from the premises and are handcuffed and detained. That's standard. So seeing them in handcuffs, for me, it was very shocking. Somebody had to point out to me, they were like, hey, Justin's 30 years old. You talk about the kids and the babies are in handcuffs. Those are grown ass men. Yes, theoretically. I've watched them grow up. Seeing Diddy's kids in handcuffs was just very, very jarring to me. Also, I think we've read in detail all of the lawsuits that have come out against Diddy. The last one with the producer specifically mentioned that the kids were present for some of Diddy's alleged worst behavior. I don't think the kids, I'm calling them the kids as in their Diddy sons, I don't think Justin and Christian were specifically accused of anything. The last lawsuit talked about Justin being in the room when there were alleged underage girls present. But then I had to do a follow-up on that. TMZ came back and said the women who were in the lawsuit who were alleged to have been underage were women in their 30s. Based on the lawsuits that I've seen that we've talked about on here, none of the kids are listed in the lawsuit. Their names might come up in the details, but none of the children are being sued. So just keep that in mind. As of right now, the children are not being accused of anything. They were detained because they were home when the house got raided. There's some question right now as to where Diddy is, because they were like, okay, your children are outside in handcuffs. Where are you? Like, is Diddy in handcuffs? TMZ has a video of Diddy pacing at a Miami airport. It's alleged that the video is from today. It doesn't give a time of day. Diddy's jet, according to TMZ, is in the Caribbean. I don't know where the man is. I just know his jet is in the Caribbean. This is a lot. All we got right now is the kids are in LA, at least Christian and Justin. No clue where the girls are, the twins specifically. Chance, who's the same age as the twins, she's with her mama. Love is a baby. She's more than likely with her mama. But the girls, Kim's kids, they're still minors. I don't know where they are. I'm deeply concerned, and I'm not saying this for dramatic effect. Just as a adult woman and these young teenage girls, your mother is deceased, your father is caught up in all manner of bullshit. I feel for those girls, and it may not be any of my business, but still, I want to know that they're safe. That's the black auntie in me. People under 30 can call me auntie. I'm fine with that. But I'm deeply concerned about the welfare and safety of the girls. Let's see, we're going back to Rolling Stone. They confirmed Combs was in Florida at the time of the raid. We saw the video. It also says officials reportedly seized his phones before the Bad Boy Records executive was scheduled to leave for a trip to the Caribbean. So although people have been talking about like Diddy is pulling a Russell, he's trying to escape to another country before shit gets realer. I think your house is getting raided. A coordinated federal effort. Shit done got real. Really real. Real fast. According to Rolling Stone, an unnamed source told them that 4 Jane Does and 1 John Doe have already sat for interviews with Southern District of New York investigators for a probe related to alleged sex trafficking, domestic violence, and racketeering. That sounds like RICO charges coming to me. I only took the LSAT, never went to law school. I'm just saying, I watch a lot of Law and Order. I know how these things go. Kind of. Not really. I'm just guessing. But okay. We have a quote from a spokesperson from Homeland Security Investigations. They told Rolling Stone, Earlier today, HSI, Homeland Security Investigations. I think we might need to get comfortable with HSI as a term. We may be seeing it for a while. But HSI New York executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and our local law enforcement partners. We will provide further information as it becomes available. Oh dear. Attorney Tyrone Blackburn. It's the blackest name ever. He represents two of Diddy's accusers. Music producer Rodney Jones. That's the one that had pictures and has all this alleged video footage. I love saying his name. Attorney Tyrone Blackburn told Rolling Stone, quote, "It's about damn time. Sometimes justice delayed is not justice denied, so long as justice ultimately arrives." It notes that Jones sued Combs last month for sexual assault harassment and not compensating him for work on the Grammy-nominated The Love album. Also, oh, I didn't know this. I didn't catch this. Liza Garner. Gardner filed suit in November alleging Combs and singer-songwriter Aaron Hall took turns assaulting her following an Uptown Records event in 1990. Oh, dear. All right, still scrolling on Rolling Stone. They're talking about Cassie. They're talking about the multiple lawsuits against Diddy. 1, 2, 3, 4 so far. I think it's important to note because there are many lawsuits, but Combs has not been charged with anything at this time. Combs has denied any wrongdoing in each case. Let's see, TMZ, Diddy. Harvey earning his dollars today, ain't he? All right, this one is about the private jet, Love Air LLC jet. The well-known black Gulfstream 5 that Diddy has flaunted and flown for years now. It looks like the aircraft is currently on the ground in Antigua. Okay, this is important because TMZ has been tracking the jet. It notes that the jet has been up and down California between Sunday and Monday. It was in Sacramento Sunday evening and then Palm Springs International Airport about an hour later. And then the jet took off from Palm Springs and landed in Van Nuys Airport, which is in the LA area. And then it says around 9 a.m. on Monday, the jet took off from Van Nuys Airport and landed at some point in Antigua. Diddy's not on that jet then. If the plane left from North Hollywood this morning and landed at some point in Antigua, there's no mention of the plane stopping in Miami. Diddy's on video in Miami. Who is on this jet? It's not just flying around for its good health. They're not just wasting gas. TMZ notes that the plane is grounded in Antigua. The flight data has yet to update and register him as officially landed. In any case, it's definitely Diddy's jet, no question. The only thing that remains unanswered is whether Diddy is on the plane. We don't have any evidence he is at this point, and we also don't know what's happening on the scene. And then they said, as we noted, two of Diddy's homes, LA and Miami, were swarmed by federal law enforcement agencies on Monday. Nobody's surprised by this. I think people were surprised, like, oh my God, they're raiding Diddy's houses. But was anybody like, oh no, not Diddy. I never saw this coming. Did you not? Like, if somebody raided, like, John Legend's home, I'd be like, oh my God, John Legend. It's actually very few people I'd be shocked by, to be quite honest. That's sad, ain't it? But yeah, that's what we know about Diddy at this time. I'm sure there's more to come. TMZ got everybody breathing working on this story right now. They about to earn their good coins this week. I should add, and I kind of hesitate to bring her name into this. It's just she's so heavily affiliated with Diddy right now. She has not been accused of anything in any of the lawsuits. Carisha, her man's houses got raided. And she's on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, talking about her wigs. And people were like, ma'am, stop. The house is on fire. The house is on fire. And you on here trying to talk about some wigs? Girl. Somebody was like, where is Carisha? And then she responded. She says, I'm right here. What's up? I was like, ma'am, you cannot nonchalant your way out of this one. They raiding the houses, sis. They raiding the houses. It's very serious. But maybe not to her. I mean, she's not named in anything. She's not being sued for anything. If the money train goes away, it's not like she can't eat I don't understand her choices to stick by him through all of these lawsuits. Like, I would have dipped after the Cassie one. It's 4 months and 4 lawsuits later and she's still there. I don't have that ride or die gene. I'm not telling y'all nothing y'all don't know. I don't have it. Speaking of ride or dies, this is us returning to our regularly scheduled programming. Megan Good. Did I mention she was at the NAACP Awards with her still man, still boyfriend, they still going strong, Jonathan Majors? On the red carpet, they asked Megan Good how she was feeling. It was real feeling good, feeling great. I'm reading this on BET.com. It says, Saturday night, March 16th, Good and her new boyfriend, Jonathan Majors, made it a sexy date night. They walked the red carpet together and showed sweet PDA while hugging and smiling. Megan spoke to People about her relationship. She said, quote, I'm in love. I'm transitioning. I'm healing. I'm growing. And I'm excited about what's next. She gestured to Majors. She said, yeah, just a lot of things at once. But what I can say is I'm the happiest I've ever been in a long time. She continued, I have peace in my heart and I have joy in my heart. And I love myself and the skin that I'm in and the season that I'm in and the growth that's happening. Girl. Girl. You know what? Megan Good is a grown-ass woman. She is over 40 years old. I am deeply concerned. I am. So many women have accused this man of emotional abuse and also physically abusing them. I am worried for Megan Good. And Megan has clearly stated in so many words, don't save me. I don't want to be saved. So girl, we can't stop you. You grown. I will say this. I hear you. I respect your autonomy as a grown person. When some shit hit the fan, and it will, Megan, sis, you can always come home. We're going to leave a light on. When it happens, there's no need to be embarrassed. There's no need to be ashamed. Come on home. Come on home. We're not going to say we told you so. We're going to meet you at the sidewalk, help you with your bag, get you back into the house. We got you. But girl, that must be the best dick on the planet. Simply the best. Better than all the rest. Because girl, the man is literally convicted. He hasn't been sentenced yet, to my knowledge. His sentencing should be coming up soon. I don't expect that he'll do jail time. Despite multiple women publicly accusing him of assault, he's only got this most recent conviction. I also saw his girlfriend was suing him. This is so much drama. I'm like, Meg, baby, why do you want your name affiliated with this? But, you know. Because the girl that he, I'm like, didn't we talk about this? No. The last R&R that ran was the live episode, so we missed a few things. This is from Wednesday, March 20. Again, we're on CNN. It says, months after former Marvel actor Jonathan Majors was found guilty of assault, the former girlfriend has sued him over accusations that he physically and verbally abused her during their nearly 2-year relationship. The suit, which was filed in New York federal court, accuses Majors of battery, assault, intentional infliction of emotional distress, malicious prosecution, and defamation. The case stems from, quote, a pattern of pervasive domestic abuse that began in 2021 and extended until 2023. It says the lawsuit alleges that Majors kept denying committing acts of assault even after being convicted, including an exclusive interview that aired on January 8th on ABC News. It says he made defamatory statements against his ex. Majors, quote, continued to show an utter lack of remorse for his actions and inability to be deterred from future similar conduct. It says when publicly confronted with Grace's numerous allegations of abuse, Majors has called her a liar at every turn and very specifically claimed that he has never put his hands on a woman with the goal of convincing the world that Grace is not a victim of domestic abuse, but instead a crazy liar who should be treated as such. She is seeking more than $75,000 American USD dollars in dineros and compensatory and punitive damages, according to the lawsuit. I need to weigh in with the lawyer on this one. Where are my lawyers at? Can somebody help me out here? Because this doesn't seem valid to me. Drew Dixon is currently suing Russell Simmons for defamation. And she says about the same thing that Jonathan Majors' ex says, that that him denying that he assaulted her, saying that she's accusing him of these things for clout or that she's money chasing or she was confused about their nature of their relationship because he didn't treat her very nice afterward. And then also repeatedly denying that he assaulted her. These are the reasons that she's suing him for defamation. And I'm like, aren't these the things that everybody says when they are accused of something, especially when they haven't been convicted? They deny it. Like, if you're accused of something and you deny that you did it, is that defamation? Also, I'm not so pro Jonathan Majors. The sheer number of women that have accused him of abuse leads me to believe that there is an alleged, not trying to get sued, pattern of physical abuse with him. Still, I point out, part of this lawsuit, the woman is saying that Majors, quote, kept denying that he committed acts of assault even after being convicted. To my knowledge, after the conviction, Jonathan Majors has only made one public statement, which is the interview on ABC. And they asked him, they said, did you beat this lady? He said something to the equivalent of, I've never laid hands on a woman in my life. I personally don't believe him, but is he not allowed to deny what he's being accused of, even convicted of? Again, the idea that he kept denying, he did one interview. It was an exclusive interview for ABC. It was a big get because this was a huge story. ABC chopped up the interview and ran it in at least 3 or 4 different formats. But it was one interview that was wildly replayed. I can't think of another interview that Jonathan Majors did, not even print. To say that he kept denying to me is not accurate. I'm not trying to help the man. I'm really just thinking about the accuracy of it all. Also, I think $75,000 for allegedly getting your ass beat is low money. People are talking about, oh, she's a gold digger. She's just after his money. This white woman is trying to bring a black man down. If you beat me, which she alleges, why should I be concerned with your career? Why should I be concerned with not bringing you down? You beat me. I owe you nothing. If anyone in the world should be coming after your throat, is the person who you laid hands on not supposed to do that? Are my morals fucked up? I don't know. $75,000 seems a little low. When I read it on CNN, I was like, did they miss a zero? $750,000. I mean, you beat me, allegedly. That should cost you at least $500,000, at least. And repeatedly, allegedly, according to her. And those text messages that got read in court. I'm just saying. The lady had a scar on her head. Did she give it to herself? We never did determine how she got that gash behind her ear. She said he did it. He refused to take the stand and deny it in court, which is his own weird thing. I'm like, you wouldn't deny it in court, but you denied it on ABC when you couldn't be cross-examined. And the ABC reporter asked him, they said, well, how did she get this scar? Like, she says you did it. And you say, he was like, I don't know. I was like, bruh, we talked about this at the time. But still, I was like, bruh, that's your answer? I know you knew that question was going to be asked. And this is the best answer you came up with? I don't know. Okay. Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you are a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology, so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they won't ever roll down, no matter what you do on the dance floor. Honeylove shapewear also features lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off and is made from breathable fabric that keeps you nice and cool. For a limited time, only you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/ratchet. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/ratchet. Now, I have not had the best experiences with shapewear until I started using Honeylove. Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is my go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where I want more support and areas where I need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/ratchet. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/ratchet. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Move with confidence thanks to Honeylove. You are in for a treat because support from today's episode comes from Jeannie Kane. I finally found a uniform I'm completely obsessed with. Jeannie Kane is a California brand through and through, and their staples make getting dressed easier than it's ever been before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined. From luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of all your everyday basics, not to mention the most incredible home essentials too. Jeannie Kane is here to help you live your best year yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. Go to jeanniekane.com and use the code RATCHET to get 15% off. I love my Jeannie Kane items. Their sweaters are the quintessential must-have. And this season especially, I can't get enough of their cotton collection. The oversized cotton fisherman and cotton cocoon are the perfect everyday pieces. And as the days get warmer, you can bet I'll be wearing them on repeats. I get compliments every time I wear a Jeannie Kane sweater. And they're so comfortable, I could truly live in them all year long. What I also love is everything in their collection is designed so intentionally, so you can style pieces together without a second thought. I'll pair my sweaters with everything from classic denim to a simple slip dress for a look that's effortless and so easily put together. Find your new uniform at jeanniekane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code RATCHET at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. jeanniekane.com. Promo code RATCHET. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. Russell Simmons, he got served. The man who did the serving. What is this official title? I'm reading this on allhiphop.com. The man who served him flew out to Bali. Russell owns a resort in Bali. And a process server, that's the title I was looking for. The process server showed up at the resort. He managed to get through two security checkpoints. He said once he entered the hotel, he sat in the restaurant area and ordered some refreshments in hopes of spotting Simmons. He said he waited for an hour and did not see him. And then he asked for a tour of the resort. He said, but just a few minutes later, Simmons came to the restaurant area and stood right in front of where the process server was seated. He says Simmons sat down with a group of people and began conversing. The process server said he waited a few moments and then made his move. I said, excuse me, Mr. Simmons, sorry to interrupt your meeting. I then handed Simmons the service documents in an envelope and said, this is for you. He says Simmons was caught off guard and grabbed the envelope. He said, what's this from? I replied, you've been served from the state of New York. He said Simmons quickly dropped the envelope on the table and said, oh, fuck, shit. The process server went back to his own table and waited for the bill. He said Simmons made a phone call, possibly to his attorney, asking for some advice on what to do next. By that time, the process server had paid his tab and was ready to leave. He said as he was leaving the resort, he could hear Simmons calling his security staff, questioning how the process server managed to get in and serve him the lawsuit, which is required by law. AllHipHop.com notes the legal action was filed during a challenging time for Simmons, who's been facing numerous allegations of sexual misconduct. There are two open lawsuits currently. We talked about those in a previous episode. There's the one with Drew Dixon, and there's also a Jane Doe lawsuit. She was head of the video department. We read that one in detail. And she says that he assaulted her at his home in downtown New York. That's unsurprising. Also, about damn time. Also, to my knowledge, let me just look this up, because people have been saying it for years and I've just taken it as fact and I've never questioned it. Does Bali extradite to U.S.? The United States does not have an extradition treaty with China, Indonesia, Mongolia, Russia, Taiwan, Ukraine, Vietnam, the GCC states. What are the GCC states? Most African states and most former Soviet Union states, among others. So to answer the question, no. What are GCC states? I've never heard that term before. Cooperation Council for the Arab States of the Gulf. Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and UAE. Good to know. Not for me, because I don't do criminal shit. But in case you do criminal shit. Also, notably on this list, and I don't know if this is a comprehensive list. I just did a quick Google search. Antigua, where allegedly Diddy's jet is not on the list of places that do not have extradition. Let's just look this up. Antigua, extradition, U.S. Yes, Antigua does have an extradition treaty with the U.S. So if Diddy's trying to flee, that ain't it. I'm like, bro, you better get your ass to Dubai. Put some extra gas in the jet and go see Russell in Bali. I don't believe we're going to see Russell in America again. Now that he's been served, I think his American adventures have come to an end. We'll see. Grandmama used to say, everything done in the dark comes to the light. Oh, dear. Also, I just want y'all to know I hate y'all. Because people kept sending me news. I didn't talk about it on social media because I was just waiting for the story to play out. People kept sending me links to the story about Diddy's houses being raided and Diddy allegedly fleeing the country. So many people sent me the link and their caption was, oh dear. Is that what I'm known for now? You know where I got oh dear from? I think I told y'all this before. When I was at Essence, my boss, Angela Burt Murray, whenever something crazy would happen, her response would be, oh dear. That's it. That's all we would get. That's where I picked that up from. Oh, dear. People be like, you keep wanting to be like, don't call me auntie, but then also be doing these heavy sighs and it's oh, dear. Like you giving auntie energy, sis. I'm fine with it from people of a certain age. Let me age in peace, please. It's a process. Candace Owens, a grifting grifter who grifts. She got fired from her job and then she's been popping up in black media. She was on The Breakfast Club. I really have not been following this story. I really don't care. Daily Wire, that's where she was working before. I reiterate, I don't care. She's a trash human who has actively, publicly maligned black folks and made it more difficult for us to exist in the world. I don't care that she's black. She's a horrible fucking person. She's seemingly trying to do this rebrand now that she's been kicked out of white spaces. Candace Owens is trying to do this like lighter, sweeter, nicer version of herself. And people are buying it. I was clowning her today. She went on The Breakfast Club and Jess Hilarious was, you know, basically testing her blackness. And she asked Candace Owens, she said, I want you to, you know, finish the sentence for me. She said, God is good. And Candace said something like, yes, he is. Amen. The correct answer, which I don't have to explain to y'all, and not even just y'all, because when I say y'all, I'm thinking black women, because that's primarily who's listening to this. But when I posted this clip on my Instagram, people were like, anyone who went to a black church would know the answer to this. But because the social media audience is very diverse, I didn't realize how diverse it was. It's a little bit of everybody listening. But the white folks and the Muslim folks and the atheist folks were like, hey, but even we know the proper response. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. It's a call and response. Jess has Charlamagne demonstrate the proper response. Candace was like, I don't understand. She said, where did that come from? Envy had to explain to her, it's from the black church. This is the worst rebrand I've ever seen. You're trying to come back and be welcomed by the blacks. You don't have and don't want to have a basic understanding of black culture. God is good all the time. That's not advanced trivia blackness. That's basic. But because we're bringing up Candace Owens, I saw this woman in the comments and she said, you know what? Maybe she's not that bad. Like I'm kind of warming up to her. No, 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 no. I would just like to give you a few examples of the crazy shit that Candace Owens has said. She doesn't support Black Lives Matter. If you remember, her and Kanye were walking around in shirts that said White Lives Matter. She said George Floyd died of a drug overdose and not murder. This after the world, not just Americans, the world watched that long ass video of the officer kneeling on his neck and George Floyd crying out for his mother as he died. I don't remember whether or not he had drugs in his system. I do believe the man would be alive today had a white police officer, a man employed by the state to protect and serve, had he not kneed on this black man's neck forever. And doctors determine this. This isn't just me saying it. A white police officer actually got convicted for killing a black man and is currently in jail. That's how bad that shit is. Despite actually once suing a university for racism, she said that racism is over because she had never been a slave. She testified before the House of Representatives subcommittee with what qualifications? Whatever. She told the subcommittee, based on the hierarchy of what's impacting minority Americans, if I had to make a list of 100 things, white nationalism would not make the list. White supremacy and white nationalism are not a problem that is harming Black America. Girl, what? She said Hitler was, quote, okay at first. I'm reading this on thegrio.com. It's just an article about her. It's not even intending to give her greatest hits. But the article describes her as a, quote, stone cold soldier for white supremacy. It says Owens is a perfect example of how black people can be racist. Being racist is not really about having power. It's about operating in a way that aids white supremacy. Owens' job is to help white supremacy, and she does it with joy. She's what Stephen from Django Unchained would be like if he were living today. She's what self-hatred would sound like if it could talk. She's horrible and despicable. And just for clarity, because you know I say, and I've said it often enough that people repeat this back to me too, there is grace for those that seek it. I don't think Candace Owens doing a rebrand is seeking grace. I think it's seeking money. I think to seek grace, one, it requires consistency over time. I think it also requires an admission, acknowledgement, at least, of the harm that you've caused and ways that you're working to correct it. She has actively worked for years to empower white people to treat black people poorly. What is she now doing to reverse that? Doing cute interviews in black media where she does a version of this personality of Dion from Clueless, where she comes across as not quite in touch, but willing to learn, but like fun and easy and bright. Like, no, you've caused significant harm to black people, harmful also to LGBT people. Earlier this year, just so we're clear, like I'm reading this piece from January on Yahoo News. She referred to LGBTQ people as, quote, a sexual plague on our society. She's been suspended from YouTube. You know, YouTube don't suspend nobody. She's been suspended from YouTube because of her homophobic comments. And she's been suspended multiple times. I'm looking at an article from theadvocate.com, September 18, 2023. Candace Owens blames gay men for sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. Come on. She says outlandish, outrageous shit. Don't be liking her all of a sudden. She's a cute girl. She's finally clipped her ends. It looks like she might have got a black stylist. But please, don't let that fool you. This woman, despite her blackness, is a terrorist to black people. She's a terrorist to LGBTQIA people. And she's accused of being anti-Semitic. The only people that she really likes is white men, because that's who was paying her bills. She's also anti-feminist. Essentially, she's anti-progress. Don't be fooled by her new little cutesy disposition. She's trash. And as soon as white folks embrace her again, she'll be back on another round of her bullshit. Don't let yourself be used. Not even utilized, used by her.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
There's more we could talk about.
Oh, Trump, I thought his shit was going to get seized. He got a response about his appeal today. I said to my mother, I said, this man really has a deal with the devil. My mother said he is the devil. So remember we talked last week, like he owed something like $450 million and the state of New York was going to go after his properties in order to get their money. An appeals court lowered the amount that he has to pay. It went down from $454 million to $175 million. The New York Times notes that it is a, quote, crucial and unexpected victory for Mr. Trump, potentially staving off a looming financial disaster. And I think it's important to note that this is just the bond. He's still appealing the $454 million judgment against him. He just now has to put up $175 million. And he has another 10 days because today was supposed to be the day he had to put up the $454 million. He has another 10 days to secure the bond. The New York Times spoke with two people with knowledge of Mr. Trump's finances, and they said he should be able to put up the money, though doing so will effectively drain much of his cash. Does he have $175 million? And will anyone insure him for the $175? The New York Times notes in order to obtain the bond, a promise from an outside company that will cover his judgment if he ultimately loses the appeal and cannot pay. It says Mr. Trump will have to pay the company a fee and pledge about $200 million in cash and other investments as collateral. Also worth noting, I'm reading directly from the New York Times. It says the favor that the appeals court showed to Mr. Trump today, it says, quote, was eclipsed only an hour later by a decision against him in one of his four criminal cases. In his Manhattan criminal case, the judge finalized an April 15th trial date, rejecting the former president's efforts to delay. So this criminal trial, I had to click the link. This criminal trial, Mr. Trump will be accused of orchestrating the cover-up of a simmering sex scandal surrounding his 2016 presidential campaign. Reading further down in the article, it says the Manhattan case centers on a hush money payment that Mr. Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, made to porn star Stormy Daniels in the run-up to the 2016 election. Mr. Trump is accused of orchestrating that payment to keep Ms. Daniels quiet about her account of having had sex with Mr. Trump, who denies the encounter ever happened. Prosecutors say that Mr. Trump then falsified documents to hide reimbursements to Mr. Cohen, who is expected to be the star witness in the trial. Jesus, this is messy as hell.
All right, I think that's the episode. Oh, a bit of housekeeping before we go. I have received your emails about the merchandise. It is my goal that everyone who wants some See Some World merchandise or Ratchet and Respectable merchandise is able to get it.
This most recent merch drop is the biggest one I've done yet. It is more than double the last one that I did. And still, most of the merchandise sold out on the first day. And lots of people have asked for more, but also some people straight cursed me out for there not being enough. We're going to do another drop in June when I get back from Africa. This time, we're going to do a portion of it as pre-orders. I'm actually going to close shopping on the website for Wednesday morning. We still have tanks and tees available. There's a few sweatshirts that we still have in stock that I'll put on the site, but I'm going to shut down the shopping on the site on Wednesday before I leave. But I'll open it back up for pre-orders in early May. So everyone who wants merch for See Some World, and I'm also going to do the pre-orders for Ratchet and Respectable merch. Everyone who wants something can pre-order. So this way you're guaranteed to get the merchandise that you want. And there doesn't have to be a Hunger Games type competition for folks to get what they want. Hope that works. That's the only major housekeeping stuff. I have some life updates, but we can talk about those, God willing, on Friday. I leave for Ghana on Wednesday. I've heard the internet in my neighborhood is restored. It's back to normal. I hope this is the case when I arrive. Lord willing, we'll have a podcast episode on Friday. So, yeah. Talk soon. I say that like I'm not going to have to do updates in the morning about Diddy. Watch me go to bed, and then when I wake up in the morning, there's going to be whole new stories about Diddy that I'm going to have to add to the podcast. This is what I signed up for, and I imagine it's why you listen. Talk soon. Probably sooner than later. Okay, bye. So I woke up this morning expecting Diddy updates. I'm recording this on Tuesday at 2:50 p.m. Literally rolled over this morning, grabbed my phone, expecting to see Diddy updates. Instead, I have all these texts in my phone. It's like 7:30 in the morning. People asking, are you okay? Yeah, why wouldn't I be? I asked one of my besties. I was like, I'm good. Why wouldn't I be? And she was like, girl, the bridge in Baltimore. The what? So I Google bridge in Baltimore. Holy shit. The Key Bridge collapsed. A boat, a cargo ship, ran into the bridge and I guess hit it at just the exact quote and unquote right spot. And the whole thing crumbled like, I was going to say Legos, but I think Legos might be sturdier. It just collapsed. It's very triggering to watch. If you haven't seen it, I actually don't recommend it because there were people on that bridge. There were cars on the bridge. Apparently the bridge was under some maintenance. So there were workers on the bridge. It happened around 1:30 this morning. So thank God it wasn't rush hour because it would have just been more people. But the bridge collapsed and the cars, the people in them specifically, the people on the bridge just fell into the damn water. There's recovery underway. I read that two workers had been recovered from the water. I don't know the proper technology, but satellites of some sort were able to identify cars that were in the water. Rescuers were trying to get to the people. As of, again, Tuesday afternoon, I was reading that it's being referred to as mass casualty event is what officials are referring to it in Baltimore. I don't know what number is exactly considered mass casualty. There's no number that makes this tolerable. Anything above zero. Like, I just, you know, folks watch all these end of the world movies and it's like some shit that only happens in movies. And then just watching this video, it's like, this is real life. Like, people are really dead. I know that's real basic, but just, it's very shocking. And those poor, poor, poor people and their families, like, ugh. I wake up to people hitting me up asking me if I'm okay, and I'm not anywhere near Baltimore. I get caught up on what's going on, and then I start hitting up people. Most of them don't live in Baltimore, but their families are there. So I'm hitting up people at 8 o'clock in the morning, like, yo, you good? Your people good? Luckily, so far, the answer has been yes. Like, everyone's just kind of in shock. No one that they know was on the bridge, but just, Jesus, that's a lot. I don't really have words for situations like this. Like, obviously, my prayers go out to those poor people who were on the bridge, those poor people in the boat that hit the bridge. I read that the boat lost power and it was having communication issues, and that's how it ran into the bridge. There's the first responders, there's the divers, the rescuers trying to save folks. It's water. I feel like they don't get to you in the first few minutes. Like, your chances of survival are very low. It's just, calling it a tragedy is an understatement. My heart goes out to everyone affected, the people of Baltimore. Hell, everybody who watched that video, because that shit is traumatic. Talking about Diddy seems very irrelevant in the wake of mass death. The only update that I've seen this morning is, I was reading on page 6. I know it's technically a gossip page, but they tend to have good sources. I'm just telling you where it came from, just to give you context. Law enforcement sources told the Post, which is, I don't always like the slant of their news, but it tends to be credible. The New York Post is what I'm referring to, not to be confused with the Washington Post. Law enforcement sources told the Post the feds moved in because they wanted to seize Diddy's phones and computers. They also alleged that there will be further raids on houses associated with the mogul in New York and Chicago. If you're saying in advance there's going to be raids, I mean, if he had anything incriminating in the house and you're telling this to the Post, wouldn't he just move the shit? I feel like this is somebody talking too much. But that's the only real update that I've seen. Let me take another look before I wrap this episode. Oh, this is from the Miami Herald. It says a man alleged to be Diddy's mule was busted for drugs in Opa-locka. They said he was at Miami Opa-locka Executive Airport. The Miami Herald is saying the man was busted before a plane linked to the superstar producer took off from the airport to a Caribbean island. Oh, wait a minute. This is actually new news, because yesterday the story was Diddy's private jet went from Van Nuys Airport in L.A. I said North Hollywood, but I was thinking of Bob Hope Airport. Van Nuys is like 6 miles away, but it's technically not North Hollywood. But yesterday the story was that the private jet went directly from Van Nuys to Antigua. The Miami Herald is reporting that the private jet landed in Miami and that Diddy was on it and was on his way to Antigua. The Miami Herald is reporting an unnamed source told them Diddy and his entourage arrived in Miami over the weekend and were here when federal agents searched his home on Star Island. Was he at the house? Are there pictures of Diddy in handcuffs? That's my question. It says, and quoting again, Diddy and his entourage, including family members and friends, flew to Antigua Monday from the Opa-locka Airport after being questioned by federal agents at the airport, according to a source. The million-dollar question is, where is Diddy? The Miami Herald is saying that he's in Antigua. Sir, if you, like the rest of the world, saw your children, I know they grown-ass men, but if you, like the rest of the world, saw your children handcuffed outside your house in L.A., and these pictures are plastered all over the news, all over social media, and you got your ass on a plane and went to Antigua instead of going to get your kids, bruh, don't tell me you did that. Those are your children, sir. I want this Miami Herald story to be very wrong. All right, that's the episode. I know there's a bunch of stuff we didn't talk about. I can't cover everything. We got to save some stuff for Friday. We were supposed to go over the lawsuit for the New York City mayor. We'll get to it. Oh, just saw an update on Lev B. Scott. Hi, B. Scott. B. Scott is a friend of Ratchet and Respectable. We like B. Scott very much over here. The headline is Diddy quietly sells all shares of Revolt TV to anonymous buyer. Company remains black owned. I heard that was coming last week. Allegedly, the owners of Essence, Rich and them. What I heard through a source that has been very reliable for me was that the owners of Essence bought it. Just for clarity, nobody inside Essence told me that. We'll see. Time will tell. Everything done in the dark comes to the light. All right, I'm about to go pack. I'm getting on a plane tomorrow. Next time we speak, I'll be back in Africa. All right, bye. For real this time, bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.